We've often heard that SMEs are the lifeblood of the economy, particularly in the South African context. And as someone who started one or two businesses in his time, I can certainly attest to the fact that SMEs play a crucial role in growing economies, in fostering development, and in providing innovative solutions to problems. But the nice thing about a show like ours is you don't have to take my word for it. There are seasoned experts that happen to share the same opinion. I'm joined on the line by the director for SME at Old Mutual, a corporate, Nobesuthu Ndlovu, to take a look at the power of SMEs and the role that they play in a country's economy and in the country's growth prospects. Good evening, Nobesuthu. Thanks so much for taking the time. I don't need to be convinced around SMEs, but for those that are still on the fence, what would some of the main reasons be behind companies getting involved in SMEs and the need for SMEs in our economy?
So I'm also like you, super passionate, and also I've run my own business in my personal capacity. And what I know for sure is that we are in a crisis as South Africa, because our unemployment rate is actually leaving people at home and in a situation where they cannot participate in the economy. Now, if they're not participating in the economy, they are causing chaos. I'm being extremely simplistic in that particular point. But this is why SMEs are actually so important, because business owners are the people that are creating the jobs that we need. And it is through SMEs that we're going to solve for the employment crisis that we have in South Africa. If I look at, on average, the number of businesses that are employing people, it's in the range of, you know, on a business per business, at least they employ 1 to 5 people. So absolutely, SMEs, if anybody doesn't believe why we should be focusing on small and medium enterprises, it should be for the one reason that is around the economic and employment challenge that we have.
And that employment challenge is a serious challenge that we have to tackle and address, because the fact that it is still north of 30% is the most worrying statistic that we should all be contending with. Nobesuthu, I want to look at the challenges that SMEs face, because it's all good and well to say that there are challenges that exist within the economy and within the world, but SMEs themselves face their own sets of challenges. And as I say this, I think about every single SME I've spoken to, every business I've started. Chief among these challenges arguably has to be financial challenges.
Absolutely. So there are a few. I'll categorize them into a few buckets. The first is getting access to funding. So not necessarily finding out where funding is, but getting approved for funding is an extremely hard situation for businesses. I mean, if we look at during COVID, when businesses were applying for funding that should have had a slightly more relaxed criteria, there was this 0% approval rate, which is actually systemic as it relates to just applying for funding in general. So that's a big challenge, that ability to get approved and knowing how to carve your business out so that you are funding ready, so to speak. So I think that's a big one. The second big
business owners' challenges are threefold. So the first one is around getting access to funding. There is funding that is available, but actually getting approved is where the access part is a big challenge for businesses. And if we look at the COVID stats or COVID funding applications and approvals that were received, there was about a 5% approval ratio, and that's with slightly relaxed terms. So that tells you the major systemic challenges that businesses have in actually getting approval for funding. And the second challenge is around getting access to a client base and growing the client base. So, you know, growing your client base may be growing locally or internationally. So just that journey of how do I expand my business at scale and at speed is a big challenge for business owners. And then the third aspect is, or the third challenge is around time. A lot of business owners are running their businesses with themselves, doing the majority of the HR, the legal, the accounting side of things, not from a lack of knowing that they should hire people to help them with this, but there is a catch-22 as it relates to cash flow and being able to hire those people to come in and do the work versus you doing the work yourself. So this has lent business owners to actually spend 70% of their time on business administration activities and only 30% of their time on growing their business and looking for new customers and new markets.
Nobesuthu, when we look at these pain points that SMEs are experiencing, why is it essential that we actually address them if we hope to have a sustainable culture of strong businesses that are employing people on a sustainable basis?
It's essential because business owners cannot do this alone. It is essential that we as large corporates participate in a meaningful way. That's why I'm quite excited about my work that I'm doing here at Old Mutual, to really be an enabler and a catalyst for growth. It's essential for us as consumers to buy SME and local products so that we can actually grow our economy. It's essential for governments to participate in enabling and creating laws and policies that create an environment that really harnesses the growth of business owners. With all of us, these three participants, large corporates, the consumers and government, all participating in enabling business SMEs to grow, really enables a stronger economy and decreases our unemployment rate and makes for a better country for all of us to live in.
We'll get to some of the initiatives that you have ongoing at Old Mutual in a second. I want to look at the holistic value proposition and the holistic proposition around sustainability, because even if we solve these problems, we don't want to be solving them as a once-off, right? And I understand that you and the team at Old Mutual have sort of three pillars that you put into this holistic proposition. I want to get a better sense of what that looks like and why those are the cardinal pillars.
So the three pillars are based on the three challenges that we actually discussed earlier. And, you know, you touch on the theme of sustainability. I love it, because what we are, our vision and our end state is that we want to enable businesses to be highly profitable. Because if they're profitable, they can continue to grow and they can continue to employ people in their companies. So that's our end state. And if we're to work backwards and start with the theme of efficiencies in a business, what we're solving for and how we're solving for efficiencies is by creating a digital platform that effectively enables businesses to run and grow their business on this platform, effectively saving them time to do the mundane elements. And some of these examples are, for example, we've got an HR capability on the platform. And what the HR capability enables businesses to do is to create payslips / payroll requirements, manage timesheets, manage staff, and manage leave, and all the elements that really relate to the human resource capability. And the staff members can also access the system to be able to log leave and also engage with it on an HR level. So that's just one example of the many administrative activities. Maybe let me just state the others. It's the legal aspect, and it is invoices, quotes, statements of accounts, product and inventory management. So that's really an element that says, if we can digitize, which we have, we can save you time as a business owner so that you can then focus on growing your business through increasing your client base, which leads me to the second way in terms of how we're solving for this. We've created a marketplace on our digital platform where businesses are able to upload their products and services so that they're able to sell to other businesses. But more importantly, we're also exposing SMEs to large corporates, and we're starting with Old Mutual. What that looks like is where Old Mutual actually will provide a view in terms of the RFPs, RFQs that we have, that we're looking for service providers. And we are then exposing our businesses, SMEs that are registered on the platform, to be able to participate in that process with a view of what are the requirements that Old Mutual has. And we're looking to other large corporates that we'll be partnering with to join in this effort in terms of being a procurer of products and services from SMEs. So that's the second aspect in terms of how we're solving. Then the third aspect is, once you've got your efficiency sorted and once you've got your sales increased, right, that makes for a better net profit and ultimately improves your balance sheet, which then enables the ability to have a better potential for a positive outcome in terms of a funding application. And what I love in particular about our funding solution is that we provide a multitude of lending products that businesses actually need, such as purchase order finance, such as supply chain finance, such as invoice discounting, all in an attempt to enable businesses to get approval funding by having a better understanding of what is involved in the value chain and in the running of a business, and hence these products are tailored towards that.
No, Basutu, as we wrap up the conversation, I want to get a sense of the innovation part of all of this. I mean, we've touched on sustainability, we've touched on the needs that everybody has, particularly in the SME space. But from an innovation perspective, we know just how creative and how innovative our SMEs are. That's not to say that the solutions that we provide those SMEs can't be as innovative and as cutting edge as we have seen them. I mean, Old Mutual has partnered with Singularity U for the Singularity U Summit that took place recently. And I want to get a sense of just what came through from a solutions base to say, we know where the pain points are and we're going to solve them, but we're not going to solve them in the traditional sense.
Yes. So what we've done is to actually develop a solution that is a digital solution. So the solution that I'm speaking to, and which is the innovation from our side, is called SME Go, available online. So smego.co.za, and also available on the app stores. It's called SME Go by Old Mutual. And really why we're quite excited by this innovation is that by having your business that you're running in your cell phone, really enables you to literally run your business on the go. We've created innovations such as the ability to send your invoices to customers via WhatsApp. We've also enabled, actually going live in the next week, the ability to accept payments through our tap to pay capability via NFC enabled device. And we also provide extremely useful data insights. So really taking the data of your transacting behavior and giving you a view in terms of how your business is performing to help the businesses better understand where they are and how they can improve their operations or their cash flow aspect of their business. So really from an innovation perspective, we're quite excited that it's digital, it's using data to better enable the running of your business. And we are appreciating that business owners are typically on the go, and so it should be available on the phone. But the Singularity Conference over the 2 days, I was really excited at where the world is going as it relates to AI technology. And really, the theme was that there's an opportunity to use artificial intelligence and data technology as a tool to better enable all of our lives and to better enable businesses in South Africa. I mean, one of the themes that came out was ideas such as, you know, the next entrepreneur or the next trillionaire of the future is going to be somebody that is involved in sustainability. So that gives us a view to say, how do we help people that or businesses that are in sustainability ESG initiatives actually ramp up their business and gear themselves and get ready for the future? How do we help businesses actually participate in these AI tools that are being built? Because we know that these AI tools are linked towards an unintended or an intended bias. And so if everybody participates, those tools express a lot more diversity and become more inclusive. So major opportunities for businesses as it relates to technology. But how we're showing up is through the digital platform called SME Go.
The world is changing, opportunities are aplenty, and the African continent will not be left behind. I think we'll leave it at that. Nobisutu, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Nobisutu Ndlovu, Director for SME at Old Mutual Corporate, on the innovations and solutions they have for SMEs.